good start to the season for you guys.
Yeah, it was. I feel like the first game we were a little nervous and kind of forgot to hit the ball a little bit. But, you know, kudos to Cheyenne. I don't know how many I didn't check yet to see how many strikeouts she had in that first game. But, you know, that was pretty amazing show.
Well, I mean, you had to expect maybe a lot of nerves. I know for the veterans as well, but also the newcomers. This is a very new, a very young nucleus at a lot of places here. But, I mean, you could tell that that was a confident team from game one to game two.
Yeah, you know, especially out in the field. You know, I feel like in the first game we kind of struggled with hitting a little bit. Mm-hmm. You could kind of tell we're a little timid, but then once we started kind of making contact, it was a little bit better. Sometimes you just need to see a pitcher, you know, once or twice before you get a hang of it and, you know, get the timing down.
And you know, yeah, you mentioned just three hits in the first game. Second game, Ulysses 2 points there, 2 runs, I should say, in the first inning, top of the first. But you had a brand-new pitcher out there, Bailey Wolkenstorff, for making her debut. And, you know, she struggled in that first inning, but what I was amazed with her, she really gained confidence. She retired. She only faced the minimum in the last 3 innings, and she gained her confidence inning by inning there toward the end.
Yeah, she did. I you know, honestly, I feel like she really never got rattled either. You know, it's kind of hard for me to tell clear back where that our, you know, our dugout is at. But I feel like her demeanor was, I mean, she held herself really well, especially being a freshman. Mm-hmm. You know, I was really impressed. And, you know, she had really good defense behind her. You know, Cheyenne's never played shortstop before. So, and, you know, Mallory, she's always mm-hmm. been my, you know, second baseman. So to kind of move those girls into different positions and be able to, like, mm-hmm. have Bailey's back, you know, I was really impressed. You know, Maddie got her debut of mm-hmm. catching as well. And, I'm just happy with everything that happened today in the second game.
You mentioned Mallory. You know, she caught for Cheyenne in the first game. And I thought she really got a lot better as the game went on.
I agree. You know, Mallory is one of the hardest working girls I've ever come across. And, you know, catching is not her favorite position, but she knows that this is what's best for the team. And you can tell that she is really trying to perfect that position back there.
How about Michaela stretching out a triple in the first game for your first hit of the game?
Yeah, she, you know, and that bat is brand new too. So we were joking about who's going to break that bat in, and she wants to do it. So yeah, I'm really impressive. You know, she's changed her swing a lot. She's really matured with her swing, and you know, I was just telling her mom the other day, it's really fun to see some of these girls really grow up and like see how much they've changed and for the better. So you can tell that she's been working hard, and yeah, I agree.
Well, I mean, it has to be nice to get 2 games under your belt with a whole new nucleus there, and you needed to see some things here, and you got a week to prepare for your next doubleheader with Holcomb, and I know that has to feel pretty good to have at least a week there to kind of work on some things that you saw with your team today.
Yeah, there's a few things we do need to work on. You know, a couple of, like, little plays that we need to do, and just be aware of, like, second play stuff, and even when we're on the bases, I feel like sometimes we could have taken an extra base, and we just weren't quite ready for it yet, and, you know, honestly, that's stuff we just haven't worked on yet in practice, but sometimes you don't know what to work on until you have a game. And now I definitely know, and we're going to probably bring the pitching machine out and, you know, kind of speed it up a little bit, because Corinne will be probably one of the faster pitchers we'll see this season.
Yeah, defense played pretty well today.
Yeah, I agree. You know, Krista having that diving catch out there in left field to end the game, you know, that's pretty impressive as a freshman. And, you know, honestly, I've had her practice as shortstop in center field. I haven't really had her practice out in left field. So she went out there and, you know, did her job.
And then the double play you guys had in that fourth inning as well, that second game there, I got a runner picked off at third trying to, after the throw to first.
You know, Michaela and Mallory, those girls, they do love to throw mm-hmm. throw the ball around. And with those girls, I really do trust them doing that. So I'm glad they did, because I knew that she could have got her out, because mm-hmm. she was way behind her. And so I'm glad.
Well, congratulations, Coach. A good start to the season. It's always nice to start out 2-0 and also 2-0 in league play.
Yep. Yes, it is.
All right. Thanks again, Coach, and we'll see you next Tuesday.
Thanks, Adam.